I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. President Trump is joining other high-profile government and business leaders at the Davos gathering today. AP correspondent David Keaton has more.
It will be a tense day in Davos, with President Donald Trump expected to land later today and address global leaders at the World Economic Forum. Trump's journey got off to a bumpy start, with Air Force One forced to turn back and change plane due to what the White House says was a minor electrical issue. He arrives in Davos at a time of tensions between Western allies, unprecedented in decades, as NATO leaders escalate warnings that Trump's aggression towards Greenland threatens the very foundation of the alliance with the United States. The U.S. administration has threatened tariffs on Denmark and seven other allies unless they negotiate a transfer of the semi-autonomous Danish territory. The standoff will no doubt overshadow his original plan to use his appearance at this gathering of global elites to address affordability issues back home.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.